Welcome to the Draft Doctors Fantasy Footy Podcast with your hosts, John Crockett, Steve Fizz, and the Statesman.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Draft Doctors. I'm John Crockett and today we are talking players that we have a preferred trade destination for. The grand final's been run and won, so we're moving into the silly season just like everybody else. And Steve and I are just going to have a bit of a chat on some players and where we'd like to see them end up for next year. I do say Steve and I because the Statesman, he has had a, what would I call it, a media broadcasting ban imposed on him. If you weren't aware, he was commentating the Women's State League Grand Final in Tasmania a couple of weeks ago with Warney and a few of the others, and he dropped the magic. The C-bomb came out, and it was all over for the Statesman, so we put the ban on him for a couple of weeks, so it's just going to be Steve and I for the next 2 weeks. And Steve, welcome to the show, mate.
G'day, listeners. Hope you're all doing well now that football's about to start again. It's very exciting. It's probably one of the most interesting times of the year from a fantasy perspective. As Jono said, we're going to be talking about some of our favourite destinations for people to go to. Not where we think they're going to go, mind you, but just where we want to see them end up. So
that's it.
Unlike the media's reporting, not every single player will be going to Carlton.
Or Port Adelaide. But a bit of news coming out on the weekend. I don't know if you heard, but apparently Richmond won the grand final. I don't know. Wasn't there to see it, so don't know.
I thought the Storm won.
The Storm did win.
Oh, that's fine.
And if you follow the soccer, Heidelberg United won the National Soccer League. So well done to Heidelberg United.
Heidelberg United.
For the keeper leagues. Mummy's future could be decided by a medical opinion. We know he's got the degenerative knee issue and the foot issue. Mummy says, look, mentally he's right to go on, but he's waiting on a doctor's opinion, so it could be career over for Mummy without him having a say. So not good if you've got him in the keeper leagues.
Ah, but great if you've got Rory Lobb.
That is true.
Also, Joan, I just wanted to throw out there, since you brought up keeper leagues, if you haven't done it, it might just be worth stashing Paul Seedsman.
Yeah.
Like, if Brody Smith's out for next year, like, he's going to have some value.
No. Curtly Hampton's coming back, my friend.
On the Gold Coast?
We should put him on the trade list.
I'm just saying, even if you're playing keepaways from your league mates, like, you know, you don't have to keep him. I'm just add him to your list.
Nope, good call right there. And Paddy Ryder could be set to miss a few. Not by club sanction, but by the police. If he is charged with assault, he was breaking up a fight, but there was no malice intended for what he was doing. So slap on the wrist and maybe miss a couple of JLT games, you'd think, Steve.
I don't know. I think we'll all just take a knee and everyone will go into hysterics and I don't know. Whatever. Don't. Yeah. Look, people, Henley Street, it's a questionable area.
Questionable is putting it mildly. If you do want to follow us on social media, you can do that by checking us out on Twitter, where we are at The Draft Doctors or at Statesman33. Check out the website, thedraftdoctors.com.au. We are on Instagram as well. Search The Draft Doctors there. And check out the Facebook page, The Draft Doctors, as well. But we are talking our preferred landing spots for what have we got, about a dozen players here?
15, Jono. 15. Can you believe
there
it?
There we go. 15 players of where we'd like to see them end up in this trade period. Not where they're going to be, where we'd like to see them. So kicking it off is Tommy Rockcliffe. Steve, he's 27 years old. We know he's a fantasy beast. Where do you want to see him?
How about this one, Jono? I'm kicking it off West Coast. We know they've got Mitchell and Pritis out. Oh, this is great, by the way. Just the listeners, we haven't told each other where we're sending him, so there should be some good arguments here. But West Coast, Jono, you know, there's clearances up for grabs. I don't think he really hurts anyone. Shuey's going to get the tag. And he's actually going to be playing with a good ruckman in Nick Nat. I think it makes a hell of a lot of sense. Or Gaff could get the tag. You know, I think it's a great location, to be honest. And he can push forward. I really like the option of West Coast.
That's a pretty good one. I actually had Port Adelaide for me. Just another big body in there. He's going to be the main attraction because you're going to tag Robbie Gray or Wingard. He's going to get all the fantasy points. He can go forward and just boot Ollie Wands out of that midfield. Hey, he can get on the trade table as well. And Rocky can be the main man there.
Well, that's kind of interesting because, you know, a lot of Rocky's value comes from getting clearances and so forth. Well, they've already got, like, Wines and Ebert and Sam Powell Pepper. I mean, that's a lot of big bodies already.
Yeah, the more the merrier. Well, we've seen it at as Brisbane as well, that they've got a lot of big bodies in that midfield too, so it doesn't stop him. Doesn't stop him.
Oh, I guess maybe you're right. I don't know. I think he'd take a hit there.
Eh, I don't know.
Send him west.
West, but I wouldn't want to see him at Carlton, that's for sure, because that's going to hurt Paddy Cripps.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. The next player on our list is our good mate, old lunch meat, Devon Smith. Where do you want to see him go, Steve?
I've got him going north, up to Brisbane, actually. I think it's a pretty good spot for him. It's we know Devon Smith is one of the better... Brisbane are one of the lower tackling teams and lower scoring teams. And these are two things Devon actually does well. He's never averaged less than four tackles a game. We know they need midfielders, but I also think he would have a chance to play enough forward time to keep his forward status. See, a lot of people are saying, oh, it'd be great if he could go inside as a midfielder, like to say a North Melbourne or a Carlton, but you're only going to have him for 1 year as a forward. Like, I think in Brisbane, there'd be enough run for him to still retain forward status. So I'm thinking a little bit long-term with that prediction, but who have you got? Where have you got him going?
Same state, mate, but Gold Coast Suns. Like, Gary Ablett's out. Aaron Hall can't get on the park. They just don't have that star power midfield at the moment, and it'd be perfect place for him. He can play that inside mid, outside mid, and still go forward and kick a few crumbing goals because Brandon Matera might be out of there. So, as you said, retains that forward status for maybe a year or two and gets all the glory of being a top-line midfielder.
Well, that's an interesting one, I guess. Kind of...
Because you can't depend on Swallow, Miller, Martin. I mean, he's still pretty skinny. So.
Lions. What about Risk Telly? Is Risk Telly dead?
Oh, God. Pretty much.
Well,
pretty
you know, much. They've got Will Brody. They've got some youngsters coming through. I mean, I guess I could see it.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I don't mind. But he just can't get on the park.
Where do you think he'll actually end up?
Where he'll actually end up? Honestly, I don't know. Probably somewhere in Victoria.
Probably Carlton. Hawthorne,
Collingwood, Carlton, somewhere like that.
Collingwood.
Jakey Stringer, Steve. We've seen his ex-missus come out, just fully go to town on him, just dishing out all the dirt. I don't think he's getting traded anywhere, to be honest.
Well, it's funny you mention that, Jono. Very funny you mention that, because my preferred destination for Jake Stringer is the Western Bulldogs.
That's exactly where I've got him. He fits like a glove in there.
That's exactly right. Just for me, his value comes from kicking goals. We know that. He's only ever cracked 20 possessions like twice in his career, believe it or not. So he's not exactly a fantasy superstar. So he needs to kick some goals well. Western Bulldogs, how's this for a stat, Jono? The worst inside 50 to goal ratio in the league. Boom. All those mid-forwards, they don't know where the big sticks are. Keep them in there. Because they had the fifth most inside 50s, but they just can't score. So for me, I'd keep them at the Western Bulldogs. And you're not going to get stiffed at the trade table, by the way. Like, because if his value's in the can...
Pretty much.
You still want him, do you just want him out of there for culture? I don't know. Just stay at the Dogs.
I thought you said you're out of there for a carton of beer, but I'll take that.
I'll take it too. What beer?
Oh, it's got to be high-end craft beer.
That's interesting. Well, why do you have him staying at the Bulldogs? That's interesting. I can't believe we'd have the player staying at the same club as one of the ones we've got the same.
Well, what is he? He's that third tall...
He's not even tall. He doesn't play tall.
Well, he's 191 centimetres, but he plays as that third tall in the team. So, what is he, a Luke Bruce player? I mean, every team's got that sort of player, but that's why I don't see his value as being that high.
Yeah, I think he's... I mean, I guess ideally he'd be in a good team so you could use him in matchups, because I can't start him every week.
Oh, God, no. God, no.
That's interesting.
Our next player on the list is our good mate, Jakey Lever. 21 years old, 193 centimetres. Where do you see him going, Steve?
I love this one. This was one of my favourite ones to throw out there. How about we finally give him a good player? North Melbourne. All right?
Interesting.
You've got Jake Lever. What do we know about how defenders build a big fantasy score, Jono? It's all through marks.
That's right.
Okay? And, you know, if there's one thing...
Six and a half marks a game you average this year.
Well, we need to get that up for old Jakey, son. And the best way to do that is throw him in a terrible team like North Melbourne where the ball's coming in at unprecedented rates. And let's face it, they actually have a couple of good defenders already. And I know Scott Thompson's probably only got one more year, but they seem to want him. And he wasn't too bad this year, but Robbie Tarrant's quite good as well. So they can use him as that third man, the third man up, the loose man, whatever the hell you want to call it, to just pick off marks left, right and centre. The ball's down there all the time. I think North Melbourne's where he's going to be a fantasy superstar.
No, I didn't have North on my list, but I did have the Cats on my list. I want to see him go there. I saw it in the paper today. Brad Scott's just going to get the broom and sweep out all the crap. So they're starting afresh down there, the Cats. I mean, you've got, what's his name, Zach Tui, and who's only fantasy relevant. And then you throw in Jakey Leverboy. There's your next Corey Enright, Jimmy Bartel marking rebounder. Fits in like a glove again. Probably going to have to give up the next 14 draft picks to get him, but... I don't mind it.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd worry about the Cats, and like we were listening to The Drill, is one of my favourite podcasts at the moment, Jono, and they were saying that the Cats have no one aside from, I forget who the player was. There was only one player in the 21 to 25 year old age bracket who was actually outperforming people in his age and position. So there's like their talent is being questioned at the moment. I'll put it that way. I don't want to tell the Cat supporters they got no talent, because maybe they do. I think it was Menegola, actually.
Okay.
So, I don't know. The Cats, they've been trading away those picks left, right, and centre. I don't know.
I still like him at the Dogs, too, because we've lost Boyd, Murphy, and all that.
Yeah.
I just want him at the Dogs, but it's not going to happen.
No, I don't think so.
No. No. Who have we got next? We've got Adam Sard. This is an interesting one.
You know it's a piss-poor trade period when Adam Sard's name's getting thrown around as one of the main players, don't you?
Yeah, certainly do.
Sorry, Adam. Big listener of the show.
Coming up next week.
Yeah. I've got a great stat for you, Jono. You'll love this one. I've got Adam Sard going to Brisbane.
Okay.
Don't know where you had him. But how's this for a great stat? Brisbane averaged 3.5 running bounces per game, which is half the league average. Adam Sard last year averaged 4.2 on his own.
Doesn't mind to run that bloke.
He averaged more than Brisbane on his own.
That's a good stat.
Okay, so he did lead the AFL in bounces, but just more than an entire team. So, look, Brisbane need some run, clearly. He provides it. We know the ball's always going to be down in the defence. Conceding mammoth scores, Brisbane. So, you know, a lot of rebound 50s. I think it makes sense to, you know, use him, run the ball. I like it. I think he could be really fantasy relevant if he went to Brisbane.
Yeah, I agree. Don't mind the Brisbane one, but I've actually got him going west over to Freo. We saw Connor Blakely go in that role before he went down with the injuries, but you want Connor Blakely in the midfield. He was starring back there, so you put a bit of dash off the half back line there for Freo. Takes his 4.5 running bounces a game, and Freo could be up and about next year, especially with the pace of Brad Hill in that back line too.
Yeah, I don't mind that, John. I've actually got another defender going to Freo later, so I like your train of thought. I'm with you there, because Freo are actually really low in the running bounce category as well. That's obviously a strength of Sard, so I'm feeling you there. I thought Brisbane was a great fit.
Who knows? Maybe they get the deal done in real life.
Maybe.
This was an interesting one. Josh Shackey only played a handful of games, the number 2 draft pick, key forward. Everyone needs a key forward, don't they?
Well, apparently not, if you're Richmond.
Got Richmond as well.
Oh, you have Richmond? I don't have him.
Actually, I have Richmond.
I don't have him at Richmond. Well, tell us why you have Richmond, Jono.
Well, J-Roo's getting a bit long in the tooth. He's got the premiership medallion now. He'll be, what, 31 next year? Just get him in the system, build him up for another year or two as Jack comes out, getting to teach him the game. Then you've got a ready-made key position forward, ready to go for the next, what, 10, 12 years. Perfect.
Yeah, I don't mind that. Putting him in a good team as well, that's sort of, that makes some sense. I actually had him go on a Fremantle.
Yeah, I can say that. I can say that.
Lowest amount of marks inside forward 50 per game in the league. So they certainly need, and you need marks to score. If Shacky's taking marks, then he's going to be kicking goals. Is he ever, if he's ever going to be someone we can use in fantasy, it's going to be because he's kicking goals in good matchups. Obviously, Freo are sort of rebuilding, so I'm certainly not looking at him right now, but he might be someone we look at in a couple of years in good matchups.
And if he does get traded to Brisbane, to Freo, we know what key forwards against the Lions are like, so boom. Johnny Butch time.
Well, they'll probably be good by then as well.
Well, that's true.
So, yeah, I don't know. I thought if he was going to be relevant, he needs to be the main guy. I don't know. I don't see us using Josh Shackey in fantasy for
at least 3 or 4 years.
Until I'm 40.
It's almost 3 or 4 years.
Yeah. Sorry, Josh.
Yeah, sorry. Also had him maybe at the Pies. Don't mind at the Pies.
Jono, you know what? If you want to start, if you want to have a punch up, I can reach through the Skype screen. And I'm not. It's going to cost us too much.
No, no, just as a good 1-2 combo for him and Moore together. I don't want Mason Cox in that forward line.
No. It's just, no. I don't know. Collingwood needs some pressure, man. Collingwood needs some pressure, not another bloke who can't tackle. Well, hey, ooh. Ooh, easy, big fella.
Allegedly. Always get covered by the allegedly. Jackie Watts, 26 years old, number one draft pick. He's going to the Dogs.
Why's that, Jono?
He reads the play well. He's a great mark of the ball. He's actually a good user of the football, especially by foot. So it's something that the Dogs need coming out of defence, because Jason Johannesson is just a massive sprayer and clanger king. So someone with a bit of poise who can read the game well with Easton Wood, it's not bad. It's not a bad move for Jack Watts.
So you've got him playing in defence, despite the fact that the Bulldogs can't kick goals.
Yes.
All right. I'll give you a better destination for Jack Watts. This is probably my favourite one of all, Jono. Going to the Saints.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting.
And I'll tell you why, Jono, because bad kicking is bad footy. And St Kilda were the second worst at goal accuracy in 2017. Jack Watts is actually a beautiful set shot. We know this. Has a good goal average. But who's just left the Saints?
The great Enru.
The great Enru. 7.4 marks a game. They're out of there. Jack Watts can lead up, run around. We know he's got a tank. He can run around, collect all these marks, dart forward, kick goals. I think it really works. The Saints are actually pretty good at finding targets inside 50, quite a pretty high up in the marks to inside 50 ratio, reasonable disposal efficiency. So I think he would be a fantasy star at St Kilda, and that's what I'm looking for.
I don't mind that at all. I'll take both, actually, both teams, both ways. If you are loving the show, we are on iTunes, Stitcher, and SoundCloud. And if you've got a spare couple of minutes, do hit that review button. Leave us a comment. We really appreciate it. It helps our brand get up there in the ratings points. And same with the 5 stars. We really appreciate it. We are on Podbean, Libsyn, just about every other downloadable place you can get. And hit that subscribe button so the show gets to you each and every week without you having to think about it. Our next player is Andrew Gaff. Now, I had a tough time finding a destination for this guy, but I did come up with a couple, and I think he's good for Hawthorn. I know they've got a lot of star-studded players already there. They've got that inside midfielders already set in Titch and O'Meara, if he gets on the park, but they just need that polish on the outside, and that's what he is. He runs and carries. He launches it inside 50. They've got the bookends. Be a perfect fit for him, I think.
Yeah, I don't mind that, Jono. Who was your other one? Did you?
The Saints.
Saints.
Again, they just need some polish on the outside as well.
Okay, fair enough. I don't mind that. I've gone with one of the teams everyone's been linked with, but I actually think Andrew Gaff fits at Carlton pretty well. The reason being, Carlton playing a particularly mark-heavy system. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing Carlton rank last in the AFL is uncontested possession. And Andrew Gaff is the number one uncontested player in the league. He is. That's just a fact.
That's true.
So I think, you know, in a mark-heavy team, he's going to be able to run all day, find the ball, get on the end of a mark. Plenty of plus sixes for him. And I think he should be able to do it pretty well at ease with most of the attention would be on Mark Murphy, I would have imagined.
You would think so, especially, yeah, with that midfield, it's all going there. And, you know, the rise of Doherty as well, it's going, the tag's going his way as well.
So I kind of like that fit. It just makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, no, totally agree. And Hawthorn play that possession game as well, controlling the ball, so.
Yeah, they both average over 100 marks a game. So, I mean, it's the same sort of thing. I just thought with the uncontested lacking for Carlton, that's something Gaff can fix, and I think he'd be a great fit there and would see a great Andrew Gaff season.
Good call, good call. The next is a favourite on the show here. It's good old Donut Stevie Motlop, 26 years old. Looks like he's on the outer at the Cats. Where have you got him going, Steve?
I got him at the Hawks, Jono. And much in the same way that you spoke about Andrew Gaff, we've seen his best fantasy games come when the Cats were playing that possession-style game, the plus sixes for Stevie Motlop through the midfield. And the Hawks have been averaging over 100 marks, as we just said, in 2017. So I don't think he'd get any attention there. With Rioli back, when he was playing forward, he wouldn't be getting the best small defender. So I think he'd be able to kick some goals. We've got to remember, this is a guy who's averaged in the 80s in fantasy before. So I think Stevie Motlop could get back to his best in one of those possession-heavy systems that, you know, his fitness is up, he can find space, he's a smart player. Take him out of the contested sides, and I think you'd see him go pretty well.
Yeah, I've got him actually heading west over to West Coast. What's one thing West Coast have lacked? And that's forward pressure. We know he's pretty good at that forward pressure type game. Mark Lecrae couldn't lay a tackle to save his life. Old Donuts does that really well. The big ground, well, they're not going to play there anymore. I'm not too sure on the dimensions of the new Domain Stadium over there, but if it is the same as Subi, then he's going to get that plenty of that possession on the outside there and launching it into JJ and kicking goals himself would be perfect for him.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll give him the Hawks. Give me those 6 marks a game rather than 2.8 tackles.
2.5.
I hear the pizza's better in Hawthorn.
Yeah, well, I'll let you know how the pizza is in November when I'm over in Perth.
I think I'm going there next year when the stadium's open.
I'm going to try and duck my head in while they're still building it.
Okay, cool. Get your orange vest on, buddy. Anyway, we'll move on to the next player since Jono's sipping his beer, and I'll tell you where I've got Dan Menzel going, people. I got him going to the Swans.
Interesting.
For Dan Menzel to score, I look at him in the same way that Jake Stringer is. He's going to rely on goals to be particularly relevant and more to probably be more of a matchup play. I always think that he can be someone you want in your lineup every week, but I think at this stage you'd have to consider him a matchup play. But there's going to be a higher amount of positive matchups when you're playing in a good team. I just think that's that goes without saying. They've got a good midfield up the ground, so I think his pressure, well, look, maybe they have a good culture and they turn him into a pressure player, but I don't think that's his game, so he can rely on the other players to lay the pressure. But I think he's just a great mid-sized foil, and all the attention's on Buddy, so he should get some pretty favourable matchups. I think he could have a massive season in Sydney.
Yeah, I thought about that, but then I just thought, is he good enough to get in that team? And that's the only reason why I didn't put him in for the Swans. But I suppose he gets an opportunity if he does get traded there, doesn't he?
Oh, I think anyone could look at Dan Menzel and know that he's just an elite player. It's just how often he puts it together. So I think, you know, it also gives him the opportunity to keep Parker in the midfield, keep Heaney in the midfield, and use Menzel as that mid-size forward. And I just think it makes a lot of sense. And he probably wouldn't cost you an arm and a leg at this point in time. So. No.
See, I've got him going over to Adelaide to Port Adelaide, as that Jay Schultz second forward role, like similar to what he's playing now at Geelong. But the way Port Adelaide move that ball with quick inside 50s, repeat inside 50s, it's perfect for Charlie Dixon. We know he kicks the goals. The pressure is the only thing, but as you said, Steve, he could be taught that in the Ken Hinckley way. So I don't mind it if he is at Port Adelaide next year.
Yes. Yeah, maybe. I think I've got a few of those sort of guys. Like, you know, we saw Gray basically camped inside 50, and Wingard played a lot inside 50, and, you know,
they've got a lot to rotate around through, don't they?
Boak's sort of transitioning there as well, so I don't know.
But they're all getting old.
A Port Adelaide a good enough team that he can score well every week as well?
I think so. I think so. Well, they will be building. They're building for that, I think.
Oh, fair enough.
Charlie Cameron had an absolute shocker in the grand final. Oh, I wouldn't say shocker. He got injured, but he was up and about early. Small crumbing forward. Where do you see him going?
Well, if there's one thing I know about having bad grand finals, come to Collingwood, son. We could fill a team of people who've had bad grand finals. But look, over a goal a game and over four tackles per game last year, I think it helps. Collingwood have desperate for some frontal pressure. They've got Fasolo and Elliott and Moore and Mason Cox. Don't offer a whole lot.
Chris Mayne.
Oh, Jesus. If only we could wind the clock back 12 months, Jono. Yeah, mistakes were made. But he does offer a lot of frontal pressure, pace and class. Screaming out forward at Collingwood. We saw what happened when they stuck Daniel Wells forward. He was just a cut above. I think Charlie Cameron can offer the same sort of potential, and, you know, it just makes sense to me. They get the ball inside 50 a hell of a lot, so I think he would be fantasy relevant as well. Like, they play a lot of marks, a lot of inside 50s. They just can't lock it in and kick goals. So, Collingwood.
Yeah, no, I don't mind it. I've got him going over to Freo. They just need that classy, crumbing small forward. Ballantyne's basically extinct. So he can take that role. He applies the pressure. He'll lock the ball in. I think you'll see Ross the Boss look to bring in a lot of pressure playing players next year. So Charlie Cameron for me.
They just don't get it in there enough.
But that's what happens when you move Blakely into the midfield. You've got Fife and Neil and all that. They'll be up and about.
But their back line's terrible. I don't know. I don't like that, Jono.
Well, that's why they're getting...
I reckon that's your worst call.
You're going to get Saad and all that in. It's going to be fine. It'll be fine.
Saad, Jesus Christ.
Hey, Michael Johnson's going around another year.
Woohoo! Love Michael Johnson.
I'm guessing this defender that you spoke about early in the year, it's going to be this bloke heading to Freo. And is that Nathan Wilson?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. No, we agree on that one.
Anyway, get him in a bad team. Plenty of ball down there. He'd be the main weapon out of defence with his raking kick and pace and wheels, and probably be a tag target in the end because he'd be scoring hundreds every week. But I think it makes sense, and that's rumoured to be where he's actually going. So,
yeah, no, I've got the exact same thing. And he's a West Australian boy too. So,
does that mean you get a points bonus for that?
Yeah, it's an extra two, apparently.
Boom, love it.
Dangerfield got it.
I think he got like 12, didn't he?
That's true. There's tiering.
Oh, okay.
Our third last guy for tonight is Matt Kennedy from the GWS. 20 years old. He's an inside mid. I've just got every team. He can just go to any team, write his own ticket, but I reckon North Melbourne for me.
Yeah, ditto. I said North Melbourne, and it's just opportunity. That's what it comes down to. You know, if you're on the park, you're going to be scoring more points than if you're not. We know Benny Cunnington only gets like 12% game time these days and still manages to win like seven clearances in that time. honestly, what are you doing, Brad Scott? But yeah, it's just an opportunity thing. So
yeah,
that's what it is. I mean, he would lose his forward status pretty quickly, but you know, that's what happens.
Yeah, well, that's right. And if he does go to North, he will get plenty of opportunity, and I'd hope to see it in real life too, because they need some polish in that midfield.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Second last, Jackson Trengove, the 27-year-old utility. Where's he headed, Steve?
Yeah, this is the one I actually had a lot of trouble with, because we were talking about, this is all about where we want him for a fantasy point of view, not for a real football point of view. We know sometimes the two are linked, but I actually had him going to Richmond.
Interesting.
Now, okay. If you look at, and this is before the Shane Mumford news, so maybe GWS would make a little bit more sense now, but for him to score well, he actually needs to be the ruck. So yes. The way I see it is Richmond would arguably have one of the thinner ruck situations in the league, just with Nank and
Hampson,
you know, a couple of not quite there sort of guys below him. So I think Trengove would probably be the preferred option. Maybe Soldo develops again. I don't know. They certainly gave him some game play this year. But for me, he offers them a little bit of depth in their defense. We know their key position stocks aren't exactly brimming. Obviously won the flag on the back of a lot of mid-sized pressure players, and good on him, well done. But he can also stay on the ground. We know he's been a defensive forward. He actually plays that role pretty well. So I think he actually gets game time. So, you know, you're sort of looking at a Nankervis injury for him to actually be fantasy relevant, or maybe he is playing forward and he does, I don't know, he's a matchup play, I don't know. But that's really the only spot I could see him being fantasy relevant. And it actually seems to make sense on my point of view. What do you think, Jono?
See, I've actually got him going to the Doggies. I know he is actually rumoured to go to the Doggies, but the Doggies actually want Jordan Rufford to be that full back. So if Trengove's there playing perma ruck and Ruffy's chopping out, we do know Jackson Trengove can play defence, so they can just rotate around as they like. And if Luke Beveridge had some sense, you can then leave Tom Boyd and the likes playing perma forward where the bloody hell they should be, and then all is right in the world, and you don't have Tom Boyd playing ruck and wing and all that. So them two just rotating around, it'd be more fantasy friendly for Trengove, as he's going to be playing predominantly ruck, but can still go down back as that big lockdown defender.
I guess it makes a lot of sense. We're thinking along the same lines there. I can't feel good about the Bulldogs. I can't feel good about the Bulldogs from a fantasy perspective going into next year.
Like, it's going to be an interesting one, isn't it?
Outside the top few guys, like
Bont.
And I mean, whoever gets...
Dalhouse, McRae.
Well, and who gets forward status, like, you know what I mean? Like, if Libby got forward status, or, you know, if McLean has forward status, but they're an interesting team, man.
Well, I love the silly season. There's an article coming out today that Dalhouse is going to get traded. Why the hell would they trade him?
No, they just said... I saw another report today saying he's happy to stay. I don't know. It's just... What's going on down there at the kennel, Jono?
I have no idea. We've got sex scandals and gambling problems. It's all happening.
Well, don't we all, Jono? Don't we all? Isn't that just...
I don't know about the sex scandals.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually.
Our last guy is Lukey Hodge. Where's he going, Steve?
He's going to the Frankston VFL, mate. I reckon he could absolutely clean up down there. He'd be a bit of a star down at the deck on a Saturday night. I think Luke Hodge, Frankston VFL, you go get it.
Nah, love it, love it, love it. But just about wraps up the show for this week. But guess what, Steve? I've got a cousin. He works at JB Hi-Fi, and Easter time he goes, I've got, I can put aside the classic Super Nintendo. Do you want one? I'm like, hell yeah, I do. Text message today. Got your SNES, dropping it off tomorrow night. I'm like, yeah. So you will not see me for at least a week and a half.
What are the games on that?
You got Legend of Zelda, Contra 3, Mega Man X.
Street Fighter?
Yeah, there's Street Fighter on there. What else is there? Donkey Kong Country.
Donkey Kong Country is pretty good.
Super Metroid. Yeah, a lot of Super Mario Kart. So all the classics are on there.
Very nice.
But I'm just happy Zelda's on there because that's probably one of my favorite games ever on Super Nintendo.
Oh, we should just bring that for draft day next year and just Street Fighter tournament.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell
yeah. That's what it's about.
Well, I've got NBA Jam on the Xbox, so we can always do that.
Oh, I do like NBA Jam. I used to love NBA Jam when I was younger.
Back in the day.
Well, I had one mate growing up, and he had the arcade panel for the Street Fighter 2, and that was like the absolute, oh man, that was the best. Everyone just camped at his house after high school every day.
I remember we were camping, and there's like a little arcade there, and they had Street Fighter, and I found out if you kept turning the power on and off really quickly, you got free credits. So always turn it on and off, and as you do as kids, you make friends. People started doing the trick, and then the owner of the caravan park saw it and busted everyone else except for me, so I still got to do it. Everyone else got busted.
I thought you were about to say that's the Golden Goose story. You just cut it open and that was it.
Oh, no, no, no. I wish.
Mm. I wonder how many of these trades are actually going to happen. Man, imagine Jack Watts at the Saints. I'd be interested.
I mean, he's always been... He hasn't been super relevant, but he's been playable, so...
Yeah, he had a good year 2 years ago, I want to say. He had, like, average, like...
85s?
Yeah, in Supercoach, he was, like, mid-80s, and Dream Team just below 80, I think, like a smidge.
Hmm. No, I'd be very interested in that. I've always had a soft spot for old Jackie Watts.
Well, I was actually thinking Collingwood, would be a good location, and it'd be very serendipitous after they, you know, had that gang tackle on Queen's birthday in his first match and just, you know, killed him. And it took him about 7 years.
Wouldn't that be his initiation?
Reincarnated.
That'd be the initiation, just gang tackle by Buckley and the playing group.
Ah, hazing. Apparently they only like racist hazing though down at Collingwood, so.
That is true. That is true. Pure white boy. Can't have him.
When's the new Predators coming out?
March or May next year.
Oh, Jesus Christ. It's been taken forever.
And still no trailer for it either. I'm waiting for a trailer.
I saw one still shot.
I've seen two still shots. Oh, that's it. God. But none of the Predator. I don't care about the humans because they're all going to die.
That is. Thank Christ for that. Oh, and I like, you know, one asshole's going to stay alive.
Well, Olivia Munn's the main star, okay. So she'll live.
I don't know who that is, Jono.
She's a hot female actress.
Okay.
Yep, that's all you need to know.
Boom, Predator, go.
But that wraps up the show for this week. Thank you very much for listening. We are all year round, and if you want to follow us on social media, you can do that by checking us out on Twitter, where we are at The Draft Doctors or at Statesman33. Check out the Facebook page, search The Draft Doctors there. We are on Instagram, The Draft Doctors, and we've got the website, thedraftdoctors.com.au. Thank you very much for listening. Enjoy the off-season, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to another episode of The Draft Doctors Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and review.